Thank you for tuning in, travelers. I really appreciate it. This is Matt Javitt, part of the Traveling Couple for Passport Joy Travel Talk. And it's crazy right now. It is extremely difficult to do any sort of traveling, but you have to be creative in how you're taking in this world and having new experiences. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Had a chance to go to Yellow Springs, Ohio to see Dave Chappelle live in a cornfield, put on a live event. And it was an awesome trip. So I wanted to share with you the entire event. And in case it's something that's on your bucket list, something to do, because I think he's going to keep having these. I think that if we stay in a locked down period, events like this are going to be the only way that you can have kind of new fun experiences. And Dave Chappelle is taking advantage of that. So if you don't know who Dave Chappelle is, you're missing out. He's my favorite comedian on the planet. He used to have the Chappelle Show, which was super famous. It was kind of like a skit comedy, almost like a Saturday Night Live, but just outrageous and just a blast to watch. And recently, he has been putting on Netflix comedy specials, and all of them are compelling and thought-provoking and just hilarious. So Chappelle is at the top of my list, and to get a chance to see him live in person was something that I wanted to jump all over. So again, he's putting on these shows in Yellow Springs, Ohio, and they're real intimate, small venues. Like, there was probably less than 200 people at our event. And if you haven't seen Dave's special on YouTube, it's called 846. I would highly recommend you watching that. First of all, it shows Dave's thoughts on what we're going through as far as the social injustice and what with the events that happened in Minnesota. He is somebody that is extremely well tapped into American culture and understands the heartbeat of America and understands people really well. And that's why a lot of his specials are so thought-provoking, because he talks about things that are uncomfortable, and he lays them out in a very thoughtful manner, in very hilarious manner. But 846 is a special that talks about the events in Minnesota, but then it also shows you the facility that I'm describing in Yellow Springs, Ohio. It's an outdoor venue. His buddy, one of his friends in that area, owns this area where they put on weddings, they put on other events outside. But it's a gorgeous setting. So we arrive at the venue, and you can only get two tickets per order through Ticketmaster. I'll talk about a little bit about that later, but you essentially have to get two tickets. So mostly everybody was arriving in pairs. We saw very few people. That was maybe four in a group. There was like this VIP section, but you arrive at this cornfield. And by the way, this is like small town Ohio. It's near Dayton, Ohio. There's a lot of small towns around there. So it's easily, you could turn this into a fun little weekend where you take in these small towns, hang out at a hotel. There were some bars and restaurants open. Obviously, the rules will change as the COVID comes in and out. But in our case, there were bars and restaurants open, and you'll have to wear a mask to enter and all that. But you could potentially take this as an opportunity to check out some of these small towns, especially like Yellow Springs and the ones around it. We stayed at an area called Beaver Creek, but again, it's right near Dayton, Ohio. But you pull into this cornfield, cars were lined up. The gentleman was just checking people in based on whoever purchased the ticket. You have to show that ID. I guess that's great, because then you don't know that there's not going to necessarily be an aftermarket people like buying these and putting them on StubHub because they're going to sell them for more money. You actually have to show your ID for the person that purchased it, which is great, because then you're getting true fans into the event. You park your car in this cornfield area. Real super easy check-in process, and then they have it laid out very systematically to prevent the spread of anything. Masks are needed to be worn the entire time, except if you are taking a drink or eating some food. And you, during the check-in process, you got to stay socially distanced. And then they go through the measures of taking your body temperature, making sure they check in your phone. So you have to either leave your phone in the car or they check in there at the event because they don't want anybody recording these comedians, which is awesome. I love that process. And then they do a quick pat down, shakedown, to make sure nobody's bringing in any I guess substances or anything bad into the venue. Then you go into this really gorgeous setting. It's back beyond the trees, and it's in this kind of this open field that's surrounded by trees, and you'll see all the chairs spread out in twos. Basically, there's like a circle, and each set of chairs is in the circle, and they're spread out all over the place. And depending upon when you arrive, that depends on what kind of seat you're going to get. If you get there super early, you could get damn near on stage with these guys. There were actually people, it looks like they might have been like super VIP or something, some locals, but there were people actually on stage with Chappelle and the group, the other DJ and all the people that were on the stage. But then there were other places right below the stage. We arrived right at, it was like 8:15 with the event scheduled to start at 9 o'clock. We got there at 8:15 and we were pretty good. We were probably right in the middle of the pack of people entering. If we'd have got there probably 15 minutes earlier, we probably would have got a much better seat. I don't know if I was to recommend, if you want to get there real early, probably 7:30-ish. You might be able to get real close to the stage, but then you don't have your phone on you. You're just sitting on these open area, depending upon your weather. We had amazing weather. And it was just nice because nobody's on their phone. Everybody's just hanging out. So just a chance to catch up and talk a little bit. As far as like, there's like a VIP section that looked like there might've been locals. I didn't know how to purchase VIP. If you do some more research, you might be able to find out how to do that. I couldn't find out where the VIP, but VIP had the ability to look like there was maybe free drinks, a little bit more comfortable seating, and they actually had TVs closer so you could see the comedians like real close, because this is all televised as well. They're probably just holding the tapes for maybe a later production. It was all televised, so you could have the TV right there in the VIP section. And then real nice restrooms, outdoor restrooms, porta potties, a place that they sold water and like Diet Cokes and Cokes, and then a merchandise guy was set up as well. But again, this is all like almost like the size of a football field outside in this cornfield in the middle of nowhere. And then as far as like the gazebo area that was set up, they had a DJ, amazing sound system. And then DJ, I think it was Trauma was the DJ, who's Dave Chappelle's traveling DJ. And then they had all kinds of assistants walking around, making sure people kept their masks on. And then if you had any questions, they could answer them. And those people were fantastic. That was it. I mean, that's the layout, if you can picture that. And then Chappelle MC'd the whole thing. He came out at about 9:20. So they're playing music the entire time leading up. So everybody's just sitting in their chairs. People were dancing a little bit, but they basically entertained with the music. And then Chappelle came up at about 9:20. And then he MC'd the whole time. So it was essentially his event. It's called Dave Chappelle and Friends. It was his event. And then they had four other comedians, and they actually had a violinist. So for our show, Matt Bruchard opened it up. He was hilarious, did an outstanding job. I think he's Canadian. And then Michelle Wolfe was second, really close friend of Dave Chappelle's. She's has a great, huge following. A local violinist from Cincinnati put on a performance. She played like one song, but man, it was awesome because again, that sound system was banging, and she's so talented. And then from there, a really famous comedian, I think he's maybe not famous to everybody, but famous to the people that that follow comedy, Mo Ammer. He's got a Netflix special called Vagabond, but he was the fourth performance, and he was absolutely hysterical, really funny. And then to wrap it up was somebody that you might really know is Donnell Rawlings. Donnell Rawlings wrapped it up. He was the last comedian, and he was hilarious. He's known for Ashy Larry on the Chappelle Show. If you watch the Chappelle Show, Ashy Larry, and the dude is just nuts and a ton of fun and hilarious. So he wrapped it up, and Dave would come on in between each set, do four or five of his jokes, and crush it. And it's one of those things where you just wish like Chappelle would just go on a rant and stay on stage for an hour, but it was more like he was doing 5 or 10 minutes and then turn it over to the next comedian. But it was a lot of fun. And then to wrap it up, they had Talib Kweli, I believe his name is, and he wrapped it up. with some music that hasn't been dropped yet, and it would turn into a fun dance party. And then all that ended at about 12:20. So about 3 hours of performance, very entertaining, peaks and valleys as far as the comedy goes, but you're always going to get that in comedy. And but just overall, just an awesome, unique event, a ton of fun, and a blast to be a part of, and something super special. And really, honestly, something I'd probably attempt to do again, because they had, looking back through, they had Chris Rock there in July. I saw Jon Stewart on somebody's post. I've heard Joe Rogan mention that he might be going out there. So I've heard other big name comedians talk about this. That's how I got the knowledge of knowing it was going on out there. And the fact that he's inviting them out there to come, you never know if a Kevin Hart's going to show up. There's no telling who might be there based on Dave Chappelle's influence in comedy and how awesome this venue is, and the fact that you really can't do many of these types of things anywhere around the country right now. It's extremely unique, and we had a blast. So it's something that I'm probably going to keep my eye on tickets to see if it's possible to do it again and grab the tickets, because we ended up using points to stay at a free hotel room and turned it into just a fun little getaway. And so no matter what part of country you're in, if you're within maybe an 8 to 10 hour, if Dave Chappelle is that high on your comedy wish list, you could turn into a day's drive, stay for maybe a weekend, and then drive home on Sunday if you decided to do that. But they're putting on events essentially. I've seen some Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday events, and obviously Friday and Saturday. So they're treating it as if it was like a comedy club. And depending upon your weather, it could be a great night. So that is it. I just wanted to share that because I know it's unique. I know a lot of people haven't heard of it, and that it's going on, and it's super special, because when I told a few people I went out there, they're like, what? What's going on? And so I wanted to share that with you. How I got tickets is essentially they're sold on Ticketmaster. They're $100 a piece, and they post them randomly. I got super lucky where I was on at about 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. I kept checking it a few times during the week and just trying to guess the right time that it would be on. And I was on there at about 9:30 Eastern, and I just happened to pop in. A new event was posted. The day that we went was posted, and I quickly clicked, and it said tickets available. And I promise you, unless you get super lucky, I don't know if there's a rhyme or reason when they're posting these things. I just got super lucky that day, and because about 5 minutes later it was sold out after I bought my tickets. So if it's something that you really want to do, you're just gonna have to watch the website on Ticketmaster. Just look for Dave Chappelle and mark him as a favorite of yours, and just constantly kind of check back, mostly in the mornings, and just see if and when he's gonna post it. All right, that's my only advice I can give you. Again, highly recommend it. You never know who might show up. But you definitely need to get Dave Chappelle doing his thing. And he's the best, man. He is one of a kind, extremely talented human, and just freaking hilarious. So that's it. In these crazy times of travel where there's not many opportunities, definitely internationally, to do anything, just trying to take in experiences around the U.S. I've got more to share, and I will do that soon. For those of you who just now tuning in, maybe this is your first show, again, go to passportjoy.com. That's where we, Nikki and I, share all of our advice on how to travel the best way when you can travel, and all of our tips on how we spent 27 straight months going to 35 countries around the world. World Barbershop Adventures is available on Amazon Prime, and that is where I bring in the culture around the world in the barbershop as well. Show the different haircuts and different styles of my time in barber chairs around the world. Again, that's on Amazon Prime. And I'm always sharing all kinds of new stuff on YouTube. Just look up Matt Javitt on YouTube. You'll find my station. I'm always sharing new stuff on there, and it's another way you can check out World Barbershop Adventures. Please subscribe to that. That is it, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're doing something fun here soon on the road, I wish you the best of luck. And someday soon, all this will open up and we'll all be traveling again like we used to. Take care.